Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
All right, today we got Scott on the show. Scott, what is going on, my friend?
Hey, man, doing great down here in Louisiana, Cajun country. So got a couple of good experiences for you. And I think you're going to like what's happened. So down here in Louisiana, what's going on?
Yeah, I think so. So you and I have been talking here just a little bit. And just to draw the picture for the audience, you and I got connected through Chris from Forbidden Knowledge News. Him and I just did an interview on his show, I would say about a month ago. And I think it was before we started recording or after. I don't think he said it during the recording, but he said to me, he's like, you have to talk to Scott. You have to talk to Scott. And so I was like, well, when Chris says something, I tend to listen. So I reached out to you and you said, yeah, you'd come on and talk and stuff. And that's literally all I know. All I know is it involves Bigfoot, Dogman, UFO, and maybe some other stuff. I don't know. But
oh yeah,
I was just telling you, like I don't ever show up to interviews with show prep. I just have conversations with people and see where it goes. And awesome. with this, I'm excited about. Anytime you talk to me about Dogman, Bigfoot, UFOs, and it's recommended by Chris, let's go. So I'm going to hand it over to you, Scott, and let you share with me and the audience your story here. You were saying how your whole life you kind of had experiences, but you never connected them together. So whether you want to start in early life and work your way forward, or if you want to kind of jump around, however you want to, you feel it's best to share your story and draw the picture is fine with me. So with that said, I'm handing it over to you, Scott. Go ahead and share with us these experiences. I'm excited.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on today. My experience, actually, the research part started in 2019 when I had an experience, and I was at our hunting lease in North Louisiana. And it's actually in the middle of Coosatchie National Forest. And it was about 6 o'clock in the evening, and I had a Bigfoot and a dog man actually walk up on me. And I'm going to kind of leave it there just for a second to kind of hold you right there. But I want to go back to the very beginning. And, you know, I didn't put all these things together until later on in 2019 that I had this experience that I put everything together. But sometimes when you see things in the woods and stuff like that, you just kind of play them off. And it's like, oh, okay, that's not what it is or whatever, you know. But when I was 9 years old, I used to go and stay with my grandmother, my mom's mom, and she lived actually between Fort Polk and between Alexandria and out in the middle of the woods out there. And that's where my mom had grew up and everything. And so now we live in, just to let you know, we live in South Louisiana, which is right below Baton Rouge, is where we're at now. And there's a lot going on here too also. But going back to my story when I was 9 years old, I just go stay in the so this one particular time I went and stayed there was during Thanksgiving. And the weather was kind of cool and everything. And my grandmother lived in an old log cabin type house. And when I say log cabin, it was literally an old log cabin. They just had board and batten, you know, boards on the side of it. And it was really, really old. And this time when I went and stayed with her was right in the early 70s, right after the 60s and stuff. And so she didn't really have an air conditioner or anything. She only had fans and stuff in there, and that was it. So this time of year was actually pretty nice. And so it was actually cool. And I'd helped her out with chores and stuff during the daytime and all that. But when nighttime came, the old windows that she had were old wooden windows with a big metal screen and stuff in it. And so she had, where her old house was situated, she had two old beds and it's one bedroom, and the house had kind of fell down a little bit in the back and started sinking into the ground. And it was up off the ground about 2 feet, something like that, you know. And actually, the house had kind of started sagging in the back just a little bit. But I remember that one particular night, we went to bed right at dark. And so I went and got in the bed and everything. There was two old iron beds. She was in one bed and I was in the other one next to her. And I remember in the middle of the night, I kind of fell asleep, and I'm a light sleeper. And even as a child, I've been a light sleeper. I remember something walking around and it was heavy. And I whispered to her, "Grandma." I was trying to wake her up. "Grandma," I said, "there's something walking around outside." And she just kind of woke up a little bit. She said, "Oh boy, be quiet. Go back to bed." And so I said, she says, "probably a cow or something." Well, during that time, they had what they call open range, and they would allow cattle to roam, you know, all around in that area and stuff like that. People just had cattle and they just let them go. And then they would have an old cowbell on it, and it would kind of, you know, make a little noise and stuff, when it more clunking noise than anything. And they would hear that cow come around. And I told her, I said, "Grandma," I don't hear a cowbell or anything on it. I don't hear that noise. I said, "there's something heavy walking around." She said, "oh, be quiet." Well, about that time, whatever it was walked in front of the window and actually did like this, kind of squatted down and looked inside the window, was looking around like this. And it scared me to death. And I jumped out of the bed, in my bed, into her bed, and jumped on top of her, screaming and hollering. I said, "there's a monster in the window. There's a monster in the window." So she woke up and she looked, and there was nothing in the window. It had moved by then. It heard me scream and holler. And so I wanted to go home after that. I remember telling my mom, "I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back." And she was like, "why?" I said, "there was a monster." He said, "oh boy, there ain't no such things as monsters and all that." I said, "oh yes, it's something coming at one. It was a monster." But I remember it having some moonlight and I could see it. But this window was like a 3x3 window, and the whole head, basically, when it came down, it pretty much filled up that window. Now, ironically, after this, not long after that, my mom, back in those days, they used to have what they call a party line. And my mom had tried to call looking for my grandmother. My grandfather had passed away when I was like 2 years old, so he'd been gone for a while. But she lived by herself out there. And she tried calling my grandmother. They had party lines back then. You had to wait in line. Actually, you'd try to call, and sometimes you would have other people talk on the line. You'd take forever to get on the line. So finally, she called my grandmother's sister-in-law, which was my aunt, which was my mama's daddy's sister. And called her up and said, "hey, you know where mama's at?" She said, "well, she's staying with a cousin." She goes, "why is she staying over there, not in her house?" She goes, "well, I don't know. Call her up." So she called my grandmother up and she asked her, she said, "mama," said, "why are you staying at your cousin's house? Why are you not staying in your house?" She said, "I don't want to talk about it." She said, "well, something happened and I just don't want to talk about it." She said, "well, did somebody hurt you? Did they come over there and attack you? Did somebody come to your house?" She goes, "I don't want to talk about it." Well, not long after that, they moved my grandmother out. So that was my actually first experience with what I call a dog man or a Bigfoot. And I really, after looking at some pictures, it kind of comes back. You know, when you're that young and stuff, you tend to take things and get them out of your mind. You just put them away in the back, way back in your mind somewhere. But recently, after I had my 2019 sighting, I started really getting deep into the internet and stuff and looking at pictures and all. And it was amazing that I seen this one picture. And it's actually from a museum that's over in England, and it was a werewolf's head. Supposedly it's a werewolf's head, and they had cut the werewolf's head off. And it's got three angles of it. And that when I seen that face, I said, "oh my God, that's it. That's what I seen at my grandmother's house." So what's amazing with all this, and I'm going to say this real quick before I continue on, is whenever folklore and the mythical things come to reality, that's what gets you, you know? It really gets you, and you're like, "oh my God, this stuff is real," you know?
Yeah.
But then skip forward to 2019. I'm sorry, 2009, skip forward to that. I was actually working for an offshore company and just working all the time, didn't have a whole lot of time off. But I've always hunted. I've been an avid hunter all my life since I was about 14, 15 years old, and even younger than that, I had a single shot shotgun. And after that, my dad got me a Remington 1100 when I was in high school and went deer hunting with that. So I've always been a deer hunter all my life. And we always hunted in that same area, but I never seen anything or heard anything while I was in the woods. But in 2009, I was working offshore. My cousin called me up and he said, "hey, are you going to come hunt this year?" He said, you know, we said, you haven't shot a deer yet. And it says December. He said, won't you see if you can get some time off? And so I talked to my boss. He says, oh yeah, you can take time off. So go ahead and go. And so I took about 3 or 4 days off, and I went up to North Louisiana and got on a deer stand over there. And we actually have a 40 acres inside of the Kasachee National Forest that we hunt on. It's private land and stuff. We just lease it every year. And so I actually got on what they call a leaning tube. It's a stand that leans against a tree. And so I got up in that stand, and he told me, he said, look, he said, we only got this one weekend that we can run dogs. And he said, we can actually run dogs this weekend. And he said, private and on the national forest. And he said, if you don't shoot anything that morning, text me and call me on your cell phone. And he said, I'll bring the dogs on out and we'll just run them through the lease and see if we can jump you something. Now, back then, our lease was really, really thick. I mean, the trees began to grow. They had harvested the trees, I guess, about 10 years before that or whatever. And the trees were starting to get bigger, but it was really thick all in that area. And I remember at 9 o'clock, nothing happened. So right at 9:30, I gave him a call and I said, look, I said, I ain't not moving this morning. I said, go ahead and bring the dogs and see if you can run something. And I'll stay on the stand right here. But I said, if I hear something moving, I'll get down and go toward where the dogs are. So he came, brought the dogs and everything. He let them loose, and they started running through the woods and all. And I remember hearing something big running kind of toward me, but it turned off a little bit to my left. And this one particular area we hunt in is really hilly. It's a bunch of hills. And they have actually our hunting lease is surrounded by what they call a clear cut. And what they do is that the National Forest will actually cut a like a logging road around our lease and everything. And so it's all the way around the lease. And we can ride our four-wheelers and stuff around there. But I mean, whenever I heard that he let the dog loose and I heard this, whatever it was, come running toward me, it sounded like a big buck. It was heavy. And I said, oh my God. I said, here we go. It was running to my left. So I got down, eased down out of my deer stand and started walking on this logging trail that was there. And I got up on the top of this peak where our lease had a lot of thick trees and stuff on it. And I said, okay. I said, here's an open area going into the national forest. And I said, as soon as it crosses over, I'll be able to get it. So sure enough, the dogs are coming at me. And all of a sudden, they stopped. But this thing kept running. And it was coming right at me. And I said, oh, man, what is this? I said, this is going to be big. It'll be a big old buck. And so all of a sudden, it just stopped. It stopped and it didn't move. So I started walking down a little bit down this hill on this logging road where I heard the sound at. And all of a sudden, I turned. And lo and behold, to me, there was this weird-looking round circle in the thicket and these briars and stuff. It's just a round circle about 2 foot and went way back in there. I said, this is strange. I ain't never seen this before. And when I did look down through there, there was something that was really, really big. It was black, like coal black hair and stuff on it. And then it had the highlights. Some of it were kind of red. It had red highlights on the hair and everything. But this head, what really got me was the head had pointy ears and it actually had a long snout on it, but it almost looked like a human head. And that's what threw me off. It really, really took me for a spin because I'd never seen anything like this. It kind of looks like a bear, but it don't. But at the time I kind of had I have a hunting rifle then, you know, and I have a 30-06, it's automatic. And I actually had a Tasco scope on it, a little 3x9. It was kind of old and outdated stuff. And so I took my scope and I put it up and I looked through it. And when I looked through it, it looked like it had a long snout and stuff on it. I said, man, this thing looks weird. I said, that don't even look like a bear. I said, it could be a bear. But the thing just kept on squatted down. It was just looking at me through that round hole, what I call a hole, that was in the briars. And it was about 30 yards back there in this thicket. You know, I said, that's kind of strange. Well, the dogs ended up running back toward my cousin and everything. And so I just kind of looked at this thing, kind of blew it off. And then I started walking back around. We have a little, what they call a lay down area, where they had logged before. And so I walked back over to where my cousin was. And he asked me, he said, did you see that deer? I said, no, never did come out. I said, stop. He said, stop. I said, yeah, stop. Between me and the dogs and everything. I never told him that story about what I seen because they would call me crazy or something. I said, I knew that. So I said, I just kind of played it off. Well, a lot of things had happened between then and 2019. Like we'd always go scout the area and stuff like that and look for tracks in the beginning of the year and stuff like that, you know, and quite a few times I find these things that look like some on the ground, like something had been laying there and it was pretty big. It was like a big egg shape, like under trees and stuff like that. I have some low lying limbs. I'd found that there before. And then, just little things like that, you know, and then you find these other trees about 7-8 foot high had been snapped and stuff like that, you know, and then I never did put all that together, you know. But it wasn't until September of 2018, I think it was 17 or 18, and I found this one track. We'd gone in the beginning of hunting season, and we went around and was clearing everything with a bush hog. Well, that same day, we found a big knoll, and it was a bluff that was there, that was a big hill that we could go between our lease and the National Forest. On the National Forest side, it was really, really clear down through there, and it went about 135 yards down to a creek. And ironically, that creek is called Bear Creek. To the right, there was another hill, another ridge went down to come up to another hill, and then to the left also went down to a low spot down over there, and there was another ridge over there also. So it was a perfect area to, you know, for deer to come across and stuff like that. So what we decided to do was take the tractor, and we cut actually a trail between our lease and where the National Forest was. And so it was just thick up in there. We just kept on going there. And also, it didn't happen until we started cutting that started getting a smell. And this smell actually smelled like something dead, like something had died. And so my cousin made a couple of passes back and forth in there, everything with the bush hog, and it was looking pretty good. We could get our four-wheelers and side-by-sides up in there, you know, so it wasn't bad at all. And I asked him, I said, do you smell that smell? He said, what is that? I said, just take a whiff. I said, you don't smell that? I said, it smells stinky. He said, it almost smells like urine, too, at the same time. And he said, oh, that's probably somebody's dog got up in here. And he said, one of the cousins had lost a dog and stuff like that. They come in the woods, and he said, when he went in the woods, he went and did some things on a hunting lease and all that, and he came out, and his dog never came out with him. So I said, okay. And so he said, well, go right around the lease, and he said, go back on the other side and just make sure we didn't miss anything. And he said, if he does, come back and tell me, and then I'll go back with the bush hog around there and go cut it. So I said, okay. So at the same time, went around, I found this one print, just one particular print, and it was like in the pine straw, and it was really, really deep, and it was about a little over 12 inches, but it wasn't really wide. It was more narrow than it was wide. And so I just kind of looked at that, and I took a picture of it with my cell phone, and then got back, and I have a golf cart that I ride around on. It's all jacked up and everything. And so I went back around. He said, look, I'm going to need some more diesel. I said, okay. He said, bring me back to the house. And he said, I'm going to get some diesel. And he said, I'll just ride back on my four-wheeler. And he said, y'all can go back around and continue cleaning and stuff. So I said, okay. So I went, dropped him off. He come back on his four-wheeler, and he filled his tractor back up. But in the meantime, I began riding all around the lease and looking for different stuff. And I started to notice some other things, too, in different areas. And it's amazing how all this stuff just came to me. Like, look at this. And I'm like, whoa, this is weird. And I went to this other spot on the other side of the hunt lease, and there was another laydown area. So I found, and that one day I found two laydown areas and a print. And I said, this is something. There's got to be something to this, you know? So he finished cutting everything. And so he brought his tractor home, and I went and picked him up at his house, and he come right back. And then he rode his four-wheeler home. But on the way back, I felt like something was watching me. And so we left the lease, and our lease is probably about a quarter of a mile from where they stay at and there where the house is and all. So I was coming back on a log road, and I just stopped. And I remember hearing this thing running through the woods, and it was just like it was running over trees and stuff. It was just snapping limbs and making a lot of noise run through the woods. And I'm like, my God, what in the world is that? That's a big deer. I said, we got some big deer on this lease this year. The whole time I was never thinking Bigfoot or anything. I was thinking deer. So 2019 actually rose around, and it's October. It's the opening weekend of rifle season. And so I'm sitting in a box stand that we have there, and our box stands are on the ground. Some of the people that are in our hunting lease, they had back surgeries and stuff like that. So we just put them on the ground. There's only like one of them now that's up off the ground that's elevated. The rest of them on the ground. And so anyways, I was sitting in this box stand, actually facing the east, and I was sitting, I got off my golf cart, walked about an eighth of a mile or something like that, and went to the stand. And when I got into the stand, I have a backpack that I bring with me, and it has a bunch of calls and stuff in it. And it also has a little small pair of binoculars and stuff. And so that I take my rifle and I put it in a corner until it starts getting right at dark, and that's when the deer normally move. And so I was just sitting there playing with my cell phone, and all of a sudden I get this really, really high pitch noise. I mean, it's piercing. And it hits my left ear to the point to where my head's going sideways. At the same time, my rifle in the corner starts vibrating. And so I grab my rifle and I look, and it's like something was moving in the woods outside the left. And so all of a sudden I had my cell phone on my hand, so I just picked it up and said, what is that? So I started to zoom in on it best I could and click the picture. So I actually have a picture of the dog man and the Bigfoot together. So I take my rifle and I pick it up. I said, it looks like a stump, but I said, we don't ever burn off this hunt lease as long as I've been here. So I pick it up and I look through the scope. And when I do, Tony, this is what I see. I see this. It looks like a man's face, black skin, oily skin. And the eyes is what the thing that got me. The eyes were yellow and orange, where our eyes are, like you have blue eyes or brown eyes or green eyes or something like that. Its eyes were yellow and orange.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.